Radio kicked you out, so I heard that. Uh-huh.
Somebody done let the dogs out. I meant Democrats. But anyway, good entertainment tonight, folks. And I would say breaker 19, but what good does that do? Nobody hears it anymore. But anyway, y'all carry on. I'm enjoying the show. N4 DME.
All right, N4 DME and KJ4 is a. I'm like new to the neighborhood, but I was wanting to start up a different type of net, like a trivia net. Not to be political or anything, because you know, being political or religious on the radio really goes south really fast. So anyhow, I'm just on this thing to have a good time. And I like to talk to people that I don't want to say intellectual because that makes everybody else feel like they're an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, I'd like to talk to you. I'm going to take a 5-minute break. And I'll let you pick it up because there's apparently a lot of traffic in there. KJ4, is it?
Well, I don't want to have to pick it up because I might get something mushy and moist between my fingers. And we wouldn't want that because then I'd run out of soap and I couldn't wash my hands no more. Ha ha. Anyway, y'all carry on. N4 DME.
All right, DME. Have a good night, buddy. Nice talking to you. KJ4, REZ.
Good evening, KI4 and KPQ.
I thought you said you went to bed.
Why would I do that?
Well, that's what I was thinking when you said that. It's so early.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a long day. What are you up to?
Dude, I've had a long day. I worked like 35 hours today. And I know that doesn't even make sense. There's not even that many hours in a day. But that's how I feel. Anyhow, I gotta go to TM100. I'm sure you know what that means. And I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You can have fun doing that. KI4 KPQ. Don't shake it too much.
Or REZ.
And KI4 KPQ. Good evening.
Are you still awake? Are you down there in South Georgia? I think I talked to you on HF.
Wish I was. That's my next project. Getting the HF done. Boy, I tell you what, it's just so hard. All this stuff going on around here. No. Gordon West is my next buddy. Gordon West.
General, man, it's nothing to get you, General, trust me. It's not like it was back when I started. You had to do, I'm not even going to go into it, but when you get ready, you can upgrade your general. It's a piece of cake, trust me, it is. It truly is.
When I first started off, Gordon West is the one that done mine tech-wise. And, buddy, I know one thing. That's one I'm going to stick with. ARRL is not in my wheelhouse at all.
Well, I agree with you. And I will tell you this. HF is not all cracked up to be what they say it is. It's okay, don't get me wrong, but the way the atmospheric conditions on the sunspots are, you're stuck like talking, unless you, if you got a badass setup maybe 1,000 miles away, if you're just running 100 watts, 500-600 miles away, maybe that, I don't know. It just, I don't know. It is what it is, right? But anyhow, I'm stuck on 2 meters, so I'm talking to you.
Zealand on 100 watts night before last. It ain't hard to do. KN4, VWA.
VWA, you're absolutely correct. When the band conditions are correct, you can do that on like 25 watts. But my HF rig died. And then I moved into an HOA, so I just got back into 2 meters. So don't bust my bubble. I'm trying to make light of everything, and I'm stuck on 2 meters, and I'm trying to meet a lot of good people, and I have met quite a few, by the way, and just trying to make light of it, to be honest with you.
Had a friend of mine in Germany on 5 watts. You're not going to believe this, but it was hanging in the trees. It was hanging up in the trees, in the ladder line, hanging up in the trees, and that rascal got all the way into Germany on 5 watts. So if I'm lying, I'm not even breathing.
Now, I believe you. I mean, QRP is where it is. As far as the excitement when you're a newcomer, but when you've been doing this for 30-something years, it becomes kind of boring. Then you want to run full legal limit. I mean, eventually here, I'll be running about 1,000 watts on 2 meters. But, but you think about it. That is exciting. 5 watts, maybe 25 watts, and talk to Europe. And granted, today that's very hard to do, but 20 years ago, that was an everyday event. That's why 25, 30 years ago, the radios weren't as high powered as they were today, or as they are today, because you didn't need it. I mean, conditions were just so well. But between the chemtrails and the solar cycles, it's just propagation is really, really poor. Even on 2 meters, I mean, it's just really bad. I mean, to try to get any 2 meter sideband activity is just very rare.
Oh, he was at our ham. I think it was our, it was our ham get together. And set it up, and it's nothing but a little old, what is that thing called? It's a Yaesu, a small Yaesu, 5 watts is all it'll put out. It's one of those, we always call it a backpack radio. Set that thing up, and boom, there it was. All he had was a ladder land, and it sprung up, and bang, there it was. Like, great God Almighty, 5 watts. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. You ain't got to have 10,000 watts to do all that with. Do it with 5 watts.
If you're going to come in 40 over S9, then you're going to have to run legal limit plus, plus, plus. But just to make a contact, 5 watts will do the job. Anyhow, partner, I didn't get your name, but I'm going to let you go because I have to get out of here. So I'm going to say 73s, and I believe it was Mark that was running the net earlier. He did a great job dealing with a little bit of BS and static. And I'm hoping eventually I'm going to get in contact with the net controller who owns his repeater. I don't think I need his permission legally, but it'd be the right thing to do. I'm going to start up a net. It's a trivia net, which I do on HF, and it does really well. Been doing it for like 6 years now, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. It won't be as boring as everybody checking in, no and no, 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 no. So I think these kind of nets are kind of redundant. to be honest with you. But God bless you guys for doing it. I check in just so I can meet people. But my goal is to start a net where we can all be interactive and just kind of have a good time. So the other nets, they've been doing that crap forever. It's the same boring stuff. And God bless them for doing it. I'm not dogging them for it. But it's really boring. Think about it, guys. All you guys do is check in. I checked in. I checked in my wife. I checked in my grandson who got a license. Okay. So what happened after that? Absolutely nothing. So let me work on that. I got to do some homework. On HF, you can start a net whenever you want. 2 meters. I think there's a slight difference in the rules. But I'm pretty confident I'll be able to achieve that. And maybe we can liven it up a little bit. Anyhow, on that note, I'm going to let it go. And you guys have a great evening. I'll say 73s from Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu. Bye-bye.
For DME, can I check in QRP?
Yeah, but you can check in.
I'm just sitting here and I figured, you know, why not just poke the bear? But no, I turned my radio down to 5 watts and turned my antenna toward the repeater, so I think I'd run check in QRP. But anyway, I think it's good, and you know, going back to what you're talking about, the nets and stuff, I've been in the hobby for 25 years, given the problem in our hobby. Yeah, everybody wants to support what's hurting our hobby. Digital modes, you know, everybody wants to run the FT8 and FT4 and JT65 and what all the other ones are. To me, these digital modes are nothing but cheating, because if I can't hear your voice and you can't hear mine, then it's not a so-called official contact. And that's where all the fun of the hobby is, you know. Say, for instance, if I'm, you know, back in the days, you know, a lot of people work jobs, you know, and work from 8 to 5, 9 to 5, sometimes 12 hours, 16 hours a day, and they come home to their family, and, you know, a lot going on in a family. And most of us guys, some women, back in the days when we had a lot of women on here, you know, they would get on the radio and unwind. You know, they'd cut up, carry on. You know, women didn't feel, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but anyway, there's a lot of women going here. They didn't feel so overpowered by all the men being on here. And now that, you know, they're not that many. But we do have a younger generation coming in, you know, over the last 10, 15 years. So that's something we got to look at, is the younger generation, and I know that's where all the digital stuff is coming from, for the younger generation. But at the same time, we've got to teach us antique hams, or Elmers, we've got to teach this younger generation where the hobby came from. We should be teaching them Morse code. We ought to be teaching them about diodes, of having a grounded radio station. You know, most kids don't even know what a ground or what's the purpose. All they think is buy it, plug it, and play. Understand the purpose of it being grounded good. And then they wonder why they got so much noise on the radios. But anyway, that's a whole other subject for another day, with all the new digital technology that's causing interference to ham radio because of the radio spectrum. But you're right. But a lot of it I'd like to see is hams. And a lot of y'all know me from way back in the 90s, know where I'm coming from. We need to start supporting more nets, not just our own. And I think our numbers will change once we start supporting other nets. You know, I've been supporting them for 20-something years because I enjoy some of the people on there. And, you know, I believe if I can hear it, I'm going to try to check into it. And as a ham operator, you know, if I can't hear a repeater, well, I'm going to say, what can I do to my antenna system to make it pick up that repeater or pick up that station on Simplex? And I think we need to try a little harder than what we are.
And for those guys that were trying to cornmeal, you really didn't quite cut the mustard, so you might want to go back to the goodie store, and that's really sad that you guys were doing that. This is not 11 meters, but regardless, yeah, and see, that's what I'm thinking, and I'm not dogging anybody out here. I'm just thinking, I mean, we could do a little bit better. We could make it more fun than everybody checking in with their call sign. I mean, that's been going on, God, since, I don't know, as long as I had my license. And it's so boring. And we could start some nets with trivia, music trivia. I mean, I got to look into it. I don't think the net controller really can tell us what we can do. I have to look into that, but I'm sure he would give us his permission, you know, as long as it draws traffic. But if you know where I'm coming from here, it's very boring up here with the nets. They're cut and dry, and then everybody says, well, do you want to do RACQ? Everybody says no. Well, RACQ is great if somebody initiates the RACQ like I did, since the net started an hour or so ago. You know what I mean? It just takes a little bit of initiative, and if we all just chime in, and yeah, you might want to go to bed because it's 10 o'clock at night by the time they get through the roll call. But if we all start chiming in, you'll be amazed. We'll have 1,000 people on here every week. I mean, that's just how it works. You know what I'm saying?
Roger, yeah, I know what you mean. Somebody's keying up. Their signal sucks. But anyway, well, since we're on the topic, and I'm sure we already ruffled a few feathers, I'll let the machine burp here and see if we have any more, if anybody wants to chime in, so that way we don't hog the frequency or the repeater. So I'm going to be polite too, as you say, and see if anybody wants to join the round table, and then I'll jump back in here. N4 DME. But anyway, well, here's one of my pet peeves too, and since we're on the same page, is, you know, I listened to HF, you know, I listened to HF as a technician probably 5 or 10 years before I even got my gen on and upgraded. Of course, as a tech, you can still talk on HF on 10 meters. So, you know, I'd actually, you know, the truth be known, I had more fun on HF as a technician than I did as an extra class operator, because I was so energized about learning what HF was as a technician that once I got there, it was boring. And then I realized what the real truth behind HF, and it was like, you know, whatever. But going back to the net issue, see, here's my thing. And I'm not going to point fingers, but on some HF nets here locally between Georgia and South Carolina, you know, you have regular HF nets like the Georgia sideband net, the South Carolina sideband net, and everybody has their own protocol that they go by. And then you have these other groups that are higher than the rest, so to speak, called the Aries groups. Well, they have the Aries nets. Well, Georgia has a Georgia Aries net on Sundays on HF. And I don't know if South Carolina does. I'd have never heard one if they did. but you know, it's like the Georgia, for instance, this is only for an example now, is that, you know, with the Georgia Aries net, it's the same thing as the Georgia sideband net. Same exact thing. There's no training. there's no questions, there's no answers. It's just, is so-and-so there, check in, check out, you know, whatever. You call all these big titles that, you know, you don't know who half of them are. So... some kind of formal training at the end of the check-ins to, I mean, what's the...
Seriously, people, you know, the whole time you're talking, everybody's trying to key up on you, which, for the most part, they didn't take you out. I heard what you said. And the fact that those people are doing that, that's really disappointing. But, yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, I do. And that's the point I was trying to make. But, it's like, guys, why do you want to key up on me when he's talking? That's just your hand radio operator, theoretically, if you got your license. It's just not something you do. If you have something to say, just say comment. And I'm sure he or I will say, go ahead. They're still doing it now. They're on CB. Oh, well. Anyway, go ahead, buddy.
See more training done, you know. I think that's why, you know, everybody wanting to run the digital. Well, you know, for us poor people that can't afford these digital radios and all this fancy equipment, you know, how you expect to hear something on digital if you can't afford it? And see, that's where I think him are getting the downgrade, because they're trying to be the Joneses, and the people that make the hobby or can't hear them. So it's kind of downgrading. But, and then again, you've got so many, you know, the digital era, you've got so many protocols out there that one can't hear the other, and half of them can't hear analog radios. So if you, I mean, it's just like a digital repeater, you know. If you can't to have the ability to mix analog with the digital signals, what's the use of it in an emergency situation? So, but yeah, there's a lot of room for playing catch up in the hobby, that's for sure. And I think we need to stick to our roots in the hobby and not try to get ahead of ourselves.
Dude, you are the first down-to-earth person I have spoke to. I've been on radio, I think I got my first CB in like 1973. I'm not sure. I got my 2-meter license, I don't know, in 1991. And then, obviously, I have my general on my call sign. But, yeah, and everything started going digital the last, I don't know, 6 years or so. And I don't buy into it. I don't. I like analog. I do like sideband 2-meter if you move into an area where people are utilizing it. But for the most part, that's a dead hobby. But back in the 90s, 2-meter sideman, I was talking to Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, from Florida. And 2-meter sideman was happening a lot more than 6-meter ever was or ever will do. But I don't know, I just, anyhow, we're getting off topic. And I hope you can hear me, because we do have a quarmer in there that's been keying on you the whole time you're trying to transmit, and I don't understand why. But, like, we have this net every night. I'm thinking it's 7 nights a week, and there's, like, really nobody talks to anybody, and I find that to be really silly, you check in, okay, great. You check in your whole family, okay, cool. Do you have anything to add to the conversation? No, no, no. And I've been saying no, no, because I'm just listening to see what people have to say. And I just find it kind of silly. So I was just thinking we'd come up with a trivia net, whatever, just so we can get everybody to interact together, which is what I was doing on HF for quite some time. And you'd be amazed how many people check in, and it's an interactive conversation. It's not just like, hey, Mark, this is me, I'm checking in, no, no, and that's, you know what I mean? That's it. So these check-ins are like, well, okay, I have a radio, and if I want to talk to somebody, I can, but at this point, I really don't want to talk to anybody. But I'm going to let you know that I can talk to you, so I'm checking in. Does that make any sense to you, or am I just being stupid?
No, you're just being stupid. I'm joking. Well, you know, back in the 80s and 90s and whenever, you know, that was back when I came into the hobby in the 94, and I was around it way before. Back in the 80s, back when the ICOM 706 was first invented, back when you had slow scan TV. How many people now you hear talk about slow scan TV? With the digital equipment, how many people have you heard talk about fast scan TV? Very few. And see, as a young teenager back in the days when I was in CB, I'm not ashamed to admit it, I came from CB, I enjoyed CB. My mom and dad enjoyed CB. They had a CB club back in the 70s over here in Tacoma. And, you know, back when you had to have a license for it. We still got all the certificates here at the house. I've actually got them hanging here on the wall from all the stuff from the CB club days. It's part of my antique wallpaper. And, you know, I value that stuff because that's part of our hobby, too. And like you were saying earlier, you know, the CBs. You know, CB radios are a big part of our ham hobby. And I know a lot of people don't agree with me, and I said, well, go work a hurricane and you'll figure it out for yourself. But a lot of people don't realize that as a ham operator, CBs are 80% of your protocol. Because in an emergency environment where it's a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, fire, you know, whatever, that CB radio is your communication with all these truck drivers because all your surplus supplies are coming in by transfers, not pickup trucks, not cars. You know, major supplies are coming in by transfer trucks, which have CBs in them. So CBs are a big part of communications. I've learned that from years past in hurricanes. And, you know, there's so much I have learned from work in hurricanes. My first hurricane I worked was, I think it was Irma, or the one, no, it was Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey was the first one that I actually sit in on. And I've become acquainted with a lot of search and rescue groups. You know, my eyes open big time. And my ears open big time. And I learned from them so I could pass it on through the ham hobby. And, you know, I went from Hurricane Harvey to Hurricane Irma to Florence to Michael, you know, you name it. And I've seen a lot of stuff, heard a lot of stuff. And I said, I've noticed a lot of stuff for improvements. But going back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, you got your nets and stuff, and yeah, they do need to be worked on. Just checking in and out don't work anymore. You know, we live in an advanced world, I'll let the machine burp.
That was good timing.
Me for ID, as the repeater was saying. But, you know, you know, back in the 70s and 80s or whatever, you know, checking in and out and all that kind of stuff was fine and dandy because we didn't know what we know now. And the fact that every day is evolving in our hobby. And we're learning new tactics, we're learning new skills, we're learning new equipment. As a wise man once said, we have a lot of different tools in our toolbox now that we didn't have in the 90s, in the 80s, in the 70s. And we're all learning. And we're trying to figure out what works and what don't work. Yes, digital has its place in the toolbox, but it also has its displace too as well. My military figured that out real quick, and they went back to analog radios. So, you know, that right there in itself, I think, speaks volumes when our military went digital and had to go back to analog radios. But again, it's just, you know, us as ham radio operators, we just got to try to see if we can break it and fix it and put it back together and see what works. But at the same time, as a net control operator myself, and been in the hobby over the years, as a net control, we need to see what works and what don't work. You know, how can we as net control operators emerge and evolve our audience? You know, how can we engage our audience to be more productive in our hobby so it can grow to the future? And that's one thing we're missing.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I do. Like I said, when I got my first license, God, I think it was in 91 or something, and it did expire, and I've had to renew it a couple times, and so my call signs have changed. But regardless, it used to be a lot of fun. I mean, there was trivia nets. There was all kinds of stuff that was really interactive, to where it's not like what I'm seeing today. And I won't lie to you, I haven't been on 2 meters in probably 10 years, maybe 15 years, and because I was so hung up on HF, and then my HF radio died, so I am going to get it fixed so I can get back on there. But regardless, so I got, you know, on 2 meters because that's what I had left. And I'm not saying anybody's doing anything wrong, but it's just so boring. Oh, my God, it's so boring. It's just like, people, get in here and talk. You know, nobody wants to talk. They just want to put out their call sign. They're going to check in. No and no, or yes and no, or whatever. That is just so lame and boring. It's just like, why even have that radio? I mean, seriously, in a national emergency, your 2 meter radio is totally useless. You need to be on HF if you actually want to be in contact with the world, or at least in the United States. So I don't get it. I don't know. When I first got my license, I think it was in 1992. There was trivia nets. There was just so much fun. It was just a lot of fun. And now it just seems so boring. I mean, maybe that's just me as I'm getting older and it's been 35 years. But, I don't know. I'm going to try to change it. I don't know. We'll see what happens, right?
For DME for ID. Anybody else want to jump in and chime in with some ideas? Anyway, well, you know, if people are trying to key up over me and I'm making it through them dead keyers or whatever you want to call them, that's sad because I'm only using 5 watts. But anyway, oh me. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's sad because, you know, we both see where it came from, where it's been, and where it's going. And we see the big picture, too. And, you know, that's one thing I've done with our nets on Tuesday nights. You know, I tried to change things up on Tuesday nights when I'm able to. And we have become affiliated with the Amateur Radio's Newsline. I don't know if you've heard of that or not, but we're part of that group now as a club. So I started airing that every night after our check-ins and stuff. I don't do it every Tuesday night, but because I'm having to do more home role, more family stuff now, since I'm having to raise three teenagers, so you can imagine. But when I have time, I air the previous week's Amateur Radio's Newsline, and that tells about news from around the world, literally. And, that kind of stuff is what we need to get out there in the public so people can know what goes on in ham radio. They hear, one repeater on, say, for instance, back in the 90s when I've been around this repeater here ever since I was 13 years old for the most part. And I can remember Dad had a 10-channel programmable realistic scanner in the living room. And me and him used to go round and round as a teenager, me programming his scanner, because I always kept the 146610 repeater programmed in it so I could hear, Gary on Wednesday nights with the swap net, because I was always eager about getting a ham radio. So I always made it I think I made Gary's Wednesday night net a religion, more or less. But, that was one of the first repeaters that I listened to was the 6-1 machine here. And every week. And then, of course, my uncle that got me into ham radio, he lived over there in Anderson, so he got me acquainted with the Anderson repeater. And then eventually, I learned the Decoil repeater, which is the 330 machine now. So, but yeah. And it's things like that, people need to take into consideration is the younger generation that might not, have all the money in the world like most people. They have scanners. They have a 10-channel scanner. They have a 100-channel, 25-channel scanner, where they can program it, with a ham radio repeater in it. The fact that people have scanners now surprises me, and the fact they can listen to these repeaters and people talk on it and see the different diversity of people that are on these repeaters and in our ham hobby. That's what amazes. I'm setting my ways, you're setting your ways, we're all setting our ways to some point. But it's the fact that we take in consideration other people's diversities and work with it to make it better. And like you were saying, that's what we got to do to these HF nets that are the same thing over and over and over. We have Aries nets that are the same thing over and over and over. When an Aries net's become a regular net, then it's lost its footing and its foundation, and it needs to be worked on. Because to me, being through in the hobby, an Aries net should have some kind of formal training with every net in an Aries setting. And there's so much scenarios you can use in an Aries net. I've even brought this up a few times myself, odds machine bird. Going back to the Aries net thing, they said, well, we only have so much time. I said, well, most time when I'm listening to an Aries net, you've got 30 minutes of dead air after you get through. And I'm thinking, you could use that 30 minutes of dead air to put some kind of training together. Heck, I could think one off the top of my head and throw together. It might not be the best, but it'd be some kind of training pertaining to Aries or communication training. And, it's like, well, I'm busy. I got to get up early. I got, family to take care of. Yeah, we all have family. Life does exist for everybody. But the fact is, if you're going to have an Aries net, you're going to have be a net controller, you need to take this into consideration to do your job effectively.
Yeah, dude. He took all those words out of my mouth. I have nothing left to say. But you're dead on, and I'm with you 100%. And with all due respect to the net controllers that run this net, they do an awesome job. They do. They truly do. And the fact they pick up on these call signs so quickly, that is so impressive. But there's no content here. There's no content. Am I crazy? There's no content.
You're just crazy. I'm telling you, you're so crazy, you're loco. But anyway, I need to jump off of here, and I'm just sitting here actually working on some of our club stuff for our meeting this coming Tuesday. We're going to, you know, it's like, I don't know if you've heard me before, but being with a lot of these large-scale national rescue, search and rescue, national response teams at a national level that carries all 50 states, you know, we use an app called Zello, and you can get that app. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it's Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. It's a push-to-talk where you can use your phone to push-to-talk, just like a HT. And that summer gun, I mean, it's not, it does have some loopholes. It does have some cons about it. But for the most part, if you understand it and you use it and you get the gist of it, you can weave through the cons to make it fit your own needs and communications. But, you know, I'm trying to incorporate that into our club. And that's what we're going to be using this Tuesday night to do our club meeting on is Zello. And then you hear people going to Zoom, which is, you know, the free part of it is free if you, you know, if you 40 minutes a month. But, you know, most club meetings I go to are way more than 40 minutes. And, you know, it's only one-on-one type deal. So we got to thinking, you know, why not just use Facebook? You know, everybody, Abraham that I know has Facebook. Facebook offers video chatting. And, you know, me and a lot of our club members, actually, this past week, actually, everybody in our club logged in to Facebook to see if we could figure out what the maximum content was for Facebook, is video chatting. And we couldn't max it out for nothing. So, I mean, 12, 25 people. I mean, Facebook video conferencing is nothing. So, and it's free, and everybody has it. So that's, you know, that's another tool in the toolbox.
Roger, roger. What was your name? Don't give me your call sign because I can never remember those. What was your name?
To read the Bible, it's easy to remember. Ha ha. No fun intended. The name here is Paul. Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. Paul.
All right, Paul. My name's Floyd. KJ4REZ, and I do have some stuff I have to do in the morning, so I'm going to let you go, but I got to tell you what, man, we've had a great conversation as far as I'm concerned, and I do want to try to get some other nets going. I'm not sure if I have to have permission of the guy who owns the repeater. I'm going to look into that. I mean, I would love to have his permission. But I would like to lighten it up a little bit. I mean, seriously, not that the net this evening was, like, boring. Okay, well, yeah, you know what? It was totally boring. Truly was. I don't even know why people check in because they have no content. But I'm not going to disrespect that. That's what they've been doing forever. But it'd be kind of nice to get everybody to interact. Just a smidgen, just a little tiny bit, and over time, everybody will interact. But anyhow, I'm going to say 73's partner, and you have a great evening. Obviously, we're at the end of the weekend, and hopefully I'll talk to you very soon. KJ4REZ.
Well, I'm glad my big 500-watt flamethrower with 5 watts is making over all them. I tell you what, that made my day right there, knowing I'm only doing running QRP over here with 5 watts, and people can't key on top of me. That's pathetic. But then again, I guess I just keep trying to make my system better. Well, me. I guess the truth is in the pudding. But anyway, appreciate it. It was enjoyed the QSO, and I wish we had more people in here. Jeez. I almost start sweating over here. It got so hot. But anyway, talk to you later. Have a good one. N4DME.
DME. See, that's the problem. Everyone wants to check into a net. I could be cool and say nets are really stupid. They're not, but they are. They're like redundant. But everybody checks in, and then they check out. So really, why do you bother having a radio? That's just my point. Maybe it's just me, but don't you kind of see the conundrum there. You have this radio, regardless you spent $100, $200, whatever it is. You check in every single damn night, but you have nothing to say. You know, it's, So I want to try to lighten it up a little bit. That's my goal. And maybe it's a fantasy, but I got a feeling if you want to help me, we could probably lighten it up a little bit to where actually somebody might say, hey, hello. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm all for in any kind of endeavor in our hobby. And a few other pointers. I kind of had my thought process intact to a certain degree, but, you know, like I said, I put myself through a lot of self-training. When other people push me away, other people pull me in. And I've had, you know, well, I won't point fingers, but people out there that know me know who they are. And, you know, it's sad you have to go across state lines just to get training. But that tells you right there how bad our hobby is. But anyway, I took a course, let's see, when was it? Last year, the end of last year, I think it was, maybe. It might have been the first of this year. Heck, I've been so busy. But it was called Effective Communication. And I actually took it out next to Atlanta with our big headquarters out there in Atlanta. And that really opened my eyes up to a lot of things. A lot of positive things, and there were some pros and cons in there that I've noticed, too, that people didn't. But, you know, and the instructor we have, or the teacher we had, only gave us 5 minutes to do her spiel, and it was impossible to make it. You know, it's funny you brought that topic up because, you know, going back to what I was actually trying to tell you and got sidetracked from that topic. But, you know, like I was saying, I took a class in Atlanta on effective communication. Well, then after we got through, one of our final grades was doing a 5-minute, actually getting up in the class and presenting I forget what it's called now, but anyway, doing 5 minutes in front of our class on something about communications. Well, I took my 5 minutes and explained what a radiogram was, because it was funny, on top of that, that our instructor or teacher was trying to do the same thing, but she tried to put a lot of mud in, mud into a muddy water to get the point across. And so I flipped the switch on her and brought out the radiogram, and I taught our kids, which was about 25 or 30 kids, students, that was even in public service. We had people that were in police departments, fire departments, EMTs, and, you know, we had a really diverse classroom. And so I brought up the radiogram, and I taught that. It was kind of hard to do in 5 minutes because there was so much to it. But I got the meat and potatoes in 5 minutes. And our instructor, or teacher, she really enjoyed it because she was clueless.
Roger, roger. All right, partner, I'm going to let you go. I have to work in the morning, so I'm going to say 73s, and it was nice meeting you. And like I said, I'm going to get an ed started. Some of the buddies of mine on HF, they're dialed into EchoLink. I'm not really confident I need permission from the repeater controller. I don't think I do, but I will check into it just to be courteous, but I really don't think I do. But, yeah, we're going to do something to lighten it up a little bit. And, I don't know, I'm trying to be nice. The nets that are going on today are so dull and so boring. Why would anybody want to endeavor in this hobby? You know what I'm saying? It's just like totally ridiculous. And not that the net controllers aren't doing a great job, but they're not like inciting any excitement or anything. It's just like, it's totally freaking boring. It's like, are you freaking kidding me? Anyhow, I'm gonna let you go because I do have to work in the morning. So I'm gonna say 73s, buddy. And I hope to get in contact with you again. KJ4REZ, Center.
Well, you're welcome. And like I said, turn your mic gain down a little bit. Your audio's a tad bit too hot. But it sounds like you just come off 11 meters. Ha ha. But turn it down, your mic gain just a bad or tad, if I can get it out right. But anyway, you know, I've been a net controller. There's a lot of net controllers out there that's probably listening. And, you know, I pat them on the back for doing their due diligence as a net control operator for so many years. It's not easy work, but it's not hard work either. It's like breathing. If after you do it so long, you kind of just rolls off your tongue. Because I know when I first started, I had to have a format in my front of me, and after about 5 years of doing it, you know, I could run off a format off the back of my head because I'd done it for so long. And believe you me, I've actually run a net while going down the road. I mean, seriously. It just takes a lot of talent and skill. But anyway, going back to what you're saying, it just, my food for thought for your endeavor is effective communication. It only works when you know your audience. If you know your audience and what your goals are and who you're trying to reach and what you're trying to do, it helps. So effective communication is knowing your audience. Once you know your audience, then you can kind of go from there. M4DME, 73 there, my friend.
I think it was M4DME. I did turn the audio down a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah, it was kind of topping out into the high area, so yeah, it's more comfortable now.
Okay, should I turn it down a little bit more? Buddy, well, I hope to talk to you soon, and you have a great, I would say weekend, but the weekend's over, so I'm going to say 73s, and, we were talking about doing a net. Like, I'd like to do trivia stuff, but if you have an idea, you know what I'm saying, maybe we can mix them together. I don't know, it'd be a lot of fun to where everybody's more interactive other than... And I have listened to other frequencies where everybody checks into a net and that's it. There's no interaction. That is just like so boring. It's like, seriously, people, why bother? But we'll cross that bridge later. All right, buddy, I'm going to say 73s, and you know what I'm talking about. Think about that. KJ4, REZ.
If you got a smartphone that you like to stay on all the time, or whatever, send me a email, your contact email, and I will respond to you off of that. Because I'm just sitting here, I've got two good ones. I know this repeater has wide area coverage and a lot of young audience and other audiences as well. And I know some good things that it would help. Especially for people trying to get into the hobby. So, if you get my drift. So, if you want to, just send me an email. And I'll get back to you that way. If you got a smartphone or a laptop or whatever. But anyway, my email is the same thing as my call sign. You just put a 1 at the end of it and stick it on gmail.com. It's N4DME, the number 1, at gmail.com. And I'll send you some ideas.
Roger, Roger, DME. KJ4REZ. I'm going to say 73s.
4 or 410 or whatever. N4DME. We'll be clear and listening.